With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Trade issues continue to percolate in the other Washington. Producers here in the Northwest and across the country are watching with hopes progress is being made in getting Congress to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement sooner than later.
This is an interesting week that you bring that question up. As you know already, the federal government of Mexico has approved the USMCA. I believe that the Canadian Parliament is considering it this week, potentially approving it this week. And so we would be the last party that has not taken action.
But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says there appears to be bipartisan support in favor of the USMCA.
I do know of a couple people that are against it. But for the most part, the majority of the members of Congress that I've talked to and that I'm aware of are in favor of ratifying or approving the USMCA.
So right now, Newhouse says, it's in the Speaker's hands.
There's one person, though, that needs to give the green light, so to speak, Nancy Pelosi. And I've got a meeting scheduled with her that I'm hoping to be able to talk to her in depth about this. But as soon as the administration, as you know, sends the agreement officially to Congress, then the clock starts ticking. I think we have 30 days to take action.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the potential progress being made on getting at least one big trade deal finalized. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. And with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. And this week, Allison, a different kind of border crossing. Tell me, why can't I take fruit across the border?
The main reason is to prevent potentially harmful pests from entering our country or transporting them to another country. With the increase in global travel and trade, pest introductions have averaged 319 at U.S. ports of entry each day.
And how many of those pest introductions are becoming established?
Before 1960, one new species every year. In the past decade, about 9 new insects become established each year.
So what kind of pests are we talking about?
Plants, viruses, disease, insects, the brown marmorated stink bug, spotted wing Drosophila, Asian citrus psyllid. These insects' arrivals have been tough on the fruit industry.
So it sounds like it's best if I just leave my fruit at home.
Or eat it before the border.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.